The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Hello, good morning. How are you? Welcome to The Rescue Worker, this community of Jesus apprentices that are aiming to be like Jesus, to love like Jesus, to serve like Jesus. I'm so glad that you have joining us today, and I'm so glad that you are part of this community that tries to live by a motto, and the motto says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. It's based on this motto that we, as apprentices of Jesus, must to live our lives. The motto of love. And I tell you, what you'll be studying today of Luke 6:31 is very connected to this motto. And we'll unfold more as we study Luke 6:31. Well, we are on our 12th week, and the memory verse of our week is a Bible verse that we have been using or referring to many times throughout our study of this section of the Sermon of the Plan. And the memory verse says, you must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. That is the value, the principle, the main model for our behavior and our relationship with one another and with ourselves and even with God. Because we are created according to the image of God to be like God. Therefore, if God is a merciful God, we must be merciful. Is that easy to accomplish? No. The only way for us to accomplish is through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's through God that will be able to be like Him. For our own strength and means, we just cannot do it. We need God. We need to rely on God. For this reason, we need to come before Him every single day. And we know that every time we come before Him, He's waiting for us. Hebrews 4:16 says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and will find grace to help us when we need it the most. It's based on this assurance that we come before God to be upon Him, to learn from Him, and to be like Him, to receive His grace. So I want to give you 1 minute for you to connect with God, for you to ask God's Holy Spirit to guide you to understand Luke 6:31. To help you to apply those lessons that we'll be learning so we can be like Jesus, be like God. So take this time and be before God. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy. Lord, we need you more than ever. We need you to bring peace to the storms in our lives, to provide guidance, healing, forgiveness, and salvation. Help us, Lord, to hear only your voice at this moment. Help us, Lord, to pay attention only to your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We are studying the Sermon of the Plain, what is equivalent to the Sermon of the Mountain of Matthew 5-7. We are on this segment that speaks about loving the enemy. So, the main principle is our memory verse. You must be compassionate just as the Father is compassionate. God is loving. God is merciful. God is graceful. Therefore, because we were created according to His image, we need to be loving, merciful, graceful. As we do that, we create a new community because we'll treat people differently. We'll love people, we'll be graceful to them. And even though, as we understand that every person is created according to the image and likeness of God, I do believe that every person, no matter what they believe, behave, or think, they are children of God. Maybe they are far from God. Maybe they are behaving not properly or bad kids, but they still kids, and God want them back. It's the prodigal son. But that's my personal opinion conclusion. But anyhow, everyone is created according to the image of God and likeness. And because of that, I will treat them with dignity, the worth that they deserved, because they are created according to the image of God and His likeness. And that is what Jesus is trying to teach us here. And He goes to the edge of this teaching. As we love one another, He goes to the enemy. Those that, according to the Beatitude, the fourth Beatitude, those that hate us, exclude us, mock us, and curse us, those we need to love. Those that don't think like us, behave like us, are like us, or they're different or not part of our group, because the idea here goes beyond just those that are opposed to us, but those that are different, don't behave, don't, they are those that we need to love as well. Because no matter what they do, no matter what they think, they still the image and likeness of God. And because God is a loving and merciful God, I need to be loving and merciful to everyone. It is based on a principle. It's not based on exchange, retaliation, vengeance. It's based in a principle. We're talking about a principle here. And in this principle, Jesus gives four imperatives, four directions. Love, and we studied that. Respect your enemy. Do good to him. Bless them. Pray. And here, we need to keep that in mind. We need to keep that in mind. And then Jesus gives four examples how this love of not loving, not hating, doing good, blessing, and praying for them becomes real. And Jesus gives four illustrations. The illustration of someone slapping in the face, the clothes, the coat, giving when people ask and not asking return, right? And what about the other situations that are not illustrated on those four elements? Well, Jesus gives us
a second presence, a second principle that emanates from the main principle of you must be compassionate as just your father is compassionate. And this principle is on verse 31 and usually is referred to the golden rule. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. Well, this teaching that Jesus was sharing was not new at the time. The Romans had something that was similar. The Greeks. And even the Jewish tradition had something very similar. But all those were related to hypocrisy being in a context of being reciprocal, right? So, A, do good so you can receive good. So it's based, oh, I'll give and I'll have back, right? Or in a principle being moral, being right, right? Hey, if you treat someone with power in this way, treat the other person that doesn't have power in the same way, having a moral code, ethical code, right? So the principles of the Romans, the Greeks, they didn't have the principle of love. And most of the time were based on the person that was offering the good, right? So give something good so you can get something good. It's based on you. But what Jesus comes here is different. Difference in the essence. Do to others as would you like them to do to you. The focus is the other people, not you. You're not expecting something back. You're not doing because you want to get the same. And by the way, we pray, and here's a great point that we need to keep in mind. We pray that as we love the enemy, they will not be my enemy anymore because they are receiving love. And we pray that as they receive their love, they will not consider us their enemy anymore. We pray for that. We pray that as they receive and experience our love towards them, that somehow they will be touched by God and they will become apprentice of God sharing love. But even though if that didn't happen, they come to Jesus or they see us in a different way as an apprentice of Jesus, we should love them. And that is unique in any kind of philosophy and any aspects because talk about a principle of love. You know, this teaching of Jesus is not something new, even in the Bible. And I want to take you this teaching or a version of this teaching in the Hebrew Bible from the book of Leviticus. And I think it's important for us to understand here. So most of the Torah, right? Leviticus, Numbers and Deuteronomy, right? And Exodus, right? They were presented from God to Moses at Mount Sinai. So if you remember, we had the experience of the water. The people of Israel went through the water, the Red Sea. Then they had the experience of the wilderness. And then they had the experience of the mountain where Moses went to be with God and he comes back bringing the will and desires and the guidance for the people based on what God had revealed. Among this revelation, we have the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, right? But some people think that the only instruction that Moses brought from the mountain were the Ten Commandments. No, there were more, many more. And what I'm taking you is one of the instructions that God gave to Moses, and Moses is passing down to the people. And why that is important? Because here, what we have as well is Jesus going through a similar or typology of Moses and people of Israel, going through the experience of the water, Jordan River, going through the experience of the wilderness, and we studied the temptation. Now he went up to the mountain, he stayed with God, and he's coming back. And he's coming back with the will of God. And this will presents even things that were revealed again. So it's God's commandment for his apprentice. It's an explanation, an update version, an expanded version. And this teaching that we just saw in verse 31, and I'll read again, do to others as you want like them to do, comes or can have its roots in the book of Leviticus. Verse 18. Okay, so Leviticus 19, verse 18. Here we see the same idea based on a negative form. Do not, right? Don't do this. Here in Luke chapter 6, verse 31, we see in a positive form. Right? Do this, right? Love others, right? But here we see the negative form. And there's a reason for that. The people would understand better. It's what they are used to, is the context. And here we have, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge. I don't know if you realize, but basically is what we are studying here. In Luke chapter 6, don't act based on revenge or grudge. Act based on principle. You see, but here on the negative form. So it's not something new. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against a fellow Israelite. Pay attention. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against whom? A fellow Israelite. But love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Who said that? God. You must love your neighbor as yourself. Or we see here what? Or our motto. We see what we're studying here. Hey, Douglas, you see, it's the same. Jesus is just repeating. Well, in a sense, yes, but in a sense, no. Because here, the religious group of the time, they would see here, oh, I'm not supposed to have a revenge or bear a grudge against a fellow Israelite. Therefore, if a person is not an Israelite, if he's a Roman, if he's a Samaritan, if he's any other that is not Israelite, it is okay for me to bear revenge. It is okay for me to bear a grudge. But love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, who is the neighbor? Right? And we have a discussion between Jesus and the religious groups. Who's the neighbor? And Jesus tells the Samaritan parable, right? The good Samaritan parable to try to illustrate who's our neighbor. But for them, their neighbor was the people that were Israelite, or those that think like them, behave like them, were like them. So, the commandment for me to love is just to love those that think like me, behave like me, are like me. I don't need to love those that don't think like me. I don't think to like those that don't look like me, don't behave like me, don't think like me. It is okay for me to hate those that are not like us. You see here? And based on that, all the religious groups of the time had this philosophy in mind, right? The Essenes, those that had a kind of perfection approach of life, and they moved towards to the desert, that desert, the wilderness. So they left Jerusalem to the desert, and there they try to live a perfect life, just perfect physical males were able to be part of the Essenes. They would live in the desert away from temptation. They would through a purification, right? And there, one of their main teachings was, you should love the sons of light, but you can hate and you wish to destroy the sons of the darkness. right? If they don't think like you, behave like you, yeah, that's okay. The zealots, that, and we have one of the disciples as zealots, Simon. Well, let's bomb, let's destroy, let's kill the Romans, right? They were the terrorists at the time, right? It is okay to hate them and go against them and destroy them. Right, the Pharisees, no, don't hang out with Samaritans. They are unclean. They don't look like us. Yeah, forget about it. Right. So all the groups, religious groups, they had somehow this concept that your love, your care, your willing to forgive is only for those that belong to your group. Only to those that think like you, behave like you, believe like you. Yes. But here Jesus, he says, verse 31, do to others. Who's the others? Everyone. And in the context that we are reading here, the enemy. Do to the enemy. Do to everyone, not just to those that are like you, that are from the people of Israel, but to everyone. Do to those that hate you. Do to those that exclude you. Do to those that mock you. Do to those that curse you. Do to those that don't think like you. Do to those that don't behave like you. Do to those that are not like you. You see, the kingdom is an inclusive kingdom. Any kind of love that is a partial love or conditional love doesn't come from God. I'll repeat. Any kind of love that is a partial conditional love doesn't come from the kingdom of God. That is based on religious people, religious life. Because the love of God is inclusive love. A love that there's no barriers. A love that there's no obstacles. In Romans 8, 38 and 39, Paul says, there's nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing. Therefore, nothing should separate us, our love to others peoples. To other peoples. You see, here, Jesus is being revolutionary because he's including everyone. No matter what they behave, they believe, who they are, you should love everyone. That's the reason in Christ there's no barriers. There's no male or female. There's no gender. There are no Gentiles or Jews. There is no ethnicity. There is no Greek, or there is no slaves or free men. Hey, there is no social class. Everyone is one in Christ Jesus. You see, the gospel of the kingdom is a revolutionary gospel and impacts us. You see, we tend to like and help those that think and like us. It is sad when we see people behaving and even not extending the hand to help someone just because the person doesn't look like them, don't believe like them. That doesn't come from God and His kingdom. The values and the principles of the kingdom are totally different to the others as you would like them to do. Do to others as you like them to do to you. That is the principle. Hey, if you don't grasp the principle, be compassionate because the Father is compassionate. Here's another one, a clear one. Just do what you like to do. What people do to you. Not because you are expecting something. Not because you're trying to be the good person, but because you're a child of God. And that is the way to do it. Pastor, how that will look like on our days? I would like nowadays. Let me take an issue here, in a hot issue. Abortion. And here, I'm not picking sides. I'm giving an illustration. And I will not share my personal opinion. But let's say someone is in the group of pro-life against abortion. This person will vocalize her thoughts, their idea, who try to promote. And by the way, that is okay. God gave us a mind for us to be responsible and choose our own opinions. So you should have your own opinions. You should express them in a kindly and loving way. So let's say there's this person that's pro-life and is very vocal, right? Being kind and all that, right? This person that is pro-life, for sure, this person will love those that are pro-life. And for sure, these people will love those mothers that avoid the abortion. And they will love the babies that were not aborted, right? Came to birth. But the concept here is a pro-life person, yes, should love the mother that carry the birth with their baby, who love the baby and provide for the baby. But also, the person that is pro-life should love those that are pro-abortion. I'm not saying they will agree, but will love, respect. They will do good to them. Bless them and pray for them. And they will supposed to love the mothers that went through abortion. And support, love, and care for those that went through abortion. It's not, oh, you decide that way, forget about it. You see, it's not about personal preferences. It is about love. I'll love all, no matter what. No matter what they believe and behave, I'll love all. I'll love, if the person is pro-life, I'll love those that think like me and behave like me. But also, I'll love those that don't think like me and don't behave like me. Loving them doesn't say that you agree with them. That you're the same page that of them. But loving them is saying that that person is more than a behavior or a thought. That person is the image and likeness of God. That person is a child of God. How different we see today with many aspects. Pro-abortion, parties, vaccination, music, way of life, you name it. And what we see, even in Christians' community, hate towards those that don't think or behave like us. Such a way, such a behavior, such a style of life, I'll help just those that think like me or behave like me. That way is not the kingdom's way. And if you're doing not the kingdom way, like sometimes I do, or most of the times, repent. Turn to God. Surrender. And let's live the kingdom way. Do you see why Jesus was so hated by every group? Because the kingdom and the kingdom's way is revolutionary. And you and I are supposed to be the catalyst, part of this revolutionary movement, the movement of love. Yes, we may have clear opinions, clear understand and beliefs, but that doesn't mean that I will not love those that don't think like us or behave like us. There is no barriers to love. And if your love is facing any stumbling block or barriers, you must surrender to God and ask Him to help you to love. Do to others as you like them to do to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings, for your care, and for your kingdom. We don't understand. It is so hard. But we want to be apprentices of Jesus. So help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go to our questions of reflection. And here they are. What is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? Well, may God bless you abundantly. I hope to see you tomorrow as we continue a new segment or a new part of this segment, Love for Enemies. May God bless you, and I hope to see you tomorrow. And remember, for love, for God's love, there are no barriers. So let's try to live like that. Blessings.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.